I'd like to make a final comment about poetry. I'm looking at the questions and answers listed here from the Fish House, and they're very provocative and very interesting, and I'd like to answer them all, but I can't. I chose to discuss the genesis of my poems that I've submitted and maybe drop a few kernels of advice, such as it is for young writers. I'd like to say a little more about advice for young writers, and that is about having experience. You have to let yourself comment on your own experiences. You have to reflect. Poets reflect on what happens to them, on the little minutiae things that they see and wonder about. You just can't say, "Oh, I'm going to write about my grandfather," because you're not going to write about your grandfather, and anything you do is going to be fairly sloppy and probably trite. But the smell of an orange, or going into the back porch of your grandparents' house, that might elicit something, and it's that smell. To get Proustian, or something you see, or the way light crosses a dining room table, or the way your grandmother's apron hangs on a hook in the kitchen, that's what's the poem. And that poem might take you far away from your grandmother or your grandfather. You don't know. You have to let it happen. You have to let that don't know happen, and you have to have the stick-to-itiveness enough to do that. Now, I teach poetry to a lot of people, and I'm in public schools all the time. I've written a couple of books with Baron Wurmser, and we spend a lot of time talking with students and with teachers, and I teach creative writing here at the university, and it's all about getting in touch with the experiences that you have. Poets are very, very internal people that way. They reflect on what happens to them, or they imagine what happens to other people, referring a little bit to Keats's negative capability. They wonder about everything. And they don't do it consciously all the time, but when they reflect, they're conscious enough to let themselves go and then be able to recognize when they let themselves go what might surface, whether it's watching someone cut someone off with a big pickup truck and wondering what the driver of that pickup truck is doing or why he's oblivious to someone else, that person that he's cut off. Those are the things that make for poetry, as mundane as they seem. Poetry comes from mundane things. Once in a while, a large, large idea becomes a large, large poem. And those happen often, but often at certain times in a person's life, or maybe in a certain profession in a person's life, the big issues come in. But for me, in lyric poetry, the big issues come in the small details. They arrive in objective correlatives, as T.S. Eliot would say. So my advice is, have your experience in life and reflect on it. Write in a journal. And then, something will happen. And that something will be a line that you like or a word that you like. And then that word will take you somewhere. But you have to have the stick-to-itiveness to let that word or that idea or that little phrase from a journal take you somewhere and not worry about it. But let it go somewhere and see what happens. And sometimes lightning strikes, sometimes you strike gold, who knows? But that's my basic advice, is if you want to write, then you have to provide the fertile territory within yourself to write. And to do that, you have to live in the world and have to have experiences, and you have to reflect on those experiences.